الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, over the past few days we have discussed in regards to the last moments of a person's life. Today we will just take one or two incidents and we will terminate this topic. It is mentioned in regard to Imam Abu Zur'a rahmatullah alayh, who was a great scholar of hadith, that he was the imam of his time. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, the imam of the Hanabila madhab, he says that Abu Zur'a rahmatullah alayh had memorized 600,000 ahadith. When he was on his deathbed, he said, "Wallah, I am desirous of seeing you." And further he said, "If Allah Ta'ala has to ask me, on what basis did you have so much of courage to see me, then I will say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it was on the basis of your mercy, I had so much of trust in your mercy." When the difficulties and the pangs of death had commenced, many narrators of hadith, such as Abu Hatim rahmatullah alayh, were in his presence. They thought of reminding him to recite kalima, but due to adab, due to respect, they were unable to do so. That he himself is such a great scholar of hadith, he had memorized 600,000 hadith. So they decided to revise one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the scholars of hadith recited the chain of the narrators. He recited, "Haddathana Dahhak ibn Makhlad and Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far ibn Salih." He said this amount and he stopped. Imam Abu Zur'a rahmatullah alayhi is in the pangs of death. But he immediately continues with the chain of narrators. And he says that Bundar narrated to us, who narrated from Abu Asim, who narrated from Abdul Hamid, who narrated from Salih, who narrated from Kathir bin Murra, who narrates from the Sahabi Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, and who narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah," and he stops. That person whose final word, "la ilaha illallah," and what the remainder of the hadith, "dakhal al jannah," that person whose final words are the kalima la ilaha illallah, then such a person will enter into Jannah. If he was only narrating and reciting hadith and he had to pass away in this state, then also this would have been considered as a very blessed death. And if he was only reading or reciting the name of the narrators and in this state he had to leave this world, then also that was a very great death. But look at how amazing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system is, that a man that spent his life teaching hadith, reciting hadith, acquiring the knowledge of hadith, that when he reaches the point, "La ilaha illallah," it is mentioned his ruh is snatched away and he passed away. He verbally recited the hadith and became worthy of entrance into Jannah. He spent his entire life teaching hadith, so Allah Ta'ala made it said that his death also came in this particular way. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, the author of Fazail Amal, he had passed away in Madinah al-Munawwara. When Hazrat was unable to speak, he would only recite, "Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu." Throughout Hazrat's life, he would engage in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he was also always concerned that how will the last moments of my life be. So Allah Ta'ala also made it such that he leaves this world in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he was very ill. But in spite of his ill health, Hazrat would travel extensively. He would mention, "The time of death has been written for every individual. And this time cannot be increased for anyone, neither can it be decreased for anyone." And then he said that, "I have only two objectives. My one objective is to travel throughout the world and propagate the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala." That every person should become a lover of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the second objective of my life is to visit Haramain Sharifain. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had a lot of love for Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. When he was in his final stages, Dr. Sabir Sahib rahmatullah alayh was in his company. So he told Dr. Sabir Sahib that recite kalima. And Dr. Sabir Sahib then recited kalima. When he recited kalima, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayh then himself recited kalima loudly. And then he said Makkah, Medina, that thinking of Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, this is what he loved. And in this way he passed away. So as a person lives in the world, that is how a person will leave this world. There were innumerable people that were concerned of death and their final moments in this world. Therefore, they tried their level best to obey every command of Allah Ta'ala. and refrain from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And together with this, with obeying the command of Allah and refraining from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they would also make dua for a good debt. The dua of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is also recorded in the Quran Sharif. He was also concerned of his death, that how am I going to leave this world? Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that Yusuf alayhi salam would make dua, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Wallah, you are the creator of the heaven and the earth. Anta waliyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. You are my guardian in this dunya also, and in the year after also. Tawaffani muslima. Grant me death as a Muslim. وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ And Allah, join me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with the righteous people. A Nabi of Allah, he is worried about his death. He is making dua that Allah Ta'ala grants him death on Iman and Islam. Allah Ta'ala makes mention of those people of knowledge that were firm in their knowledge. Their concern also was their death. The dua that they would make, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ That, O our Rabb, that after you giving us hidayat, let our hearts not be deviated. Keep us on this iman. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ You are the bestower. You are the one that grants in abundance. In the janaza salah, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام. That Allah, whomsoever you give life to from amongst us, you keep us living in this world, then keep us upon Islam. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا And whoever you give death to, minna, from amongst us, فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ Then grant him death upon Iman. May Allah Ta'ala also grant us the best of death, inshaAllah.